This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. I'm writing a letter to one of my students who is a very special person who is experiencing a healing need. And I write to him, "Beloved, I love you. I see you whole and perfect, living in your ideal spirit, mind, and body now. In healing, one of the most difficult things for me to do is to see a different illusion than the one I am currently outpicturing. This goes for everyone. I can develop a consciousness of perfection for myself if I choose. However, it is the work of a trained artist, which I am. This awareness of my original purity and integrity comes to me when I am listening within to be aware of my reality. As I look at an empty canvas on which I am painting, I see nothing. If I wish, I can see my portrait, my family, my world, things important to me. All this I can see on an empty canvas. I am a trained mental artist. I can see whatever it is that I desire to see on the canvas standing before me. With skill and joy, I take my brush and outline on the canvas the rough draft of my choice. I do not spend time on details, but put there the mere outline of my choice. I allow the outline to stand for a time, minutes, days, weeks, months, years, but finally I determine that I am going to bring the picture from my mind to the outer canvas and have a most wonderful painting or illusion. As an artist, I tend to think of myself as human. While I am human, I do not paint. I do not create. I am a wishful thinker and an unrevealed dreamer of what could be and what is not. It is only when I secrete myself in my garret, my upper story, my inner dimension, and take myself away from the limited thinking of the human world, only then will my creative genius flow forth. As a human, I know it cannot be done. As a being looking to my inner reality where all things are possible, only there will I know and experience my reality, my original purity and integrity, my perfection in spirit, mind, and body. I go into a hospital not so much to be healed as to be away from the thoughts that healing is impossible in the outer world. I go away and secrete myself into a positive attitude, into an expectation attitude, into an awareness that whatever I see in my thought for me is already real and manifest. I open my eyes to this fact. Everything already exists complete and perfect. Whatever the desire of my heart, whatever the painting I would bring forth on the canvas of my life, this is the only thought that I allow existence in my mind and my heart. I am so one-pointed, I have no awareness of anything but my completeness. I can do this wherever I am. I do not need to leave my surroundings or my world. I rather move into a consciousness, an awareness, that whatever I visualize in my mind, my thought, my heart, my spirit, my soul, this is my manifestation in the human body. I choose to enjoy on this planet at this time. This is my manifestation in the human body I choose to enjoy on this planet at this time. I can enjoy the original purity and integrity of my being if I choose, or I can pretend that there is no original purity and integrity in me. I may play any game I choose. I may pretend I am all or nothing. The principle has no concern about what the game I play. The principle purely exists to play any game that delights my heart. I can do this wherever I am. It seems easy to go to the hospital and work on my attitude because there someone else is creating the environment around me. That seems so easy, doesn't it? It seems easy to go to a rest home, sanatorium, hospice, where I'm waited on hand and foot and have nothing to do but to work on my attitude. It seems easy to go to the mountains with their inspiring peaks and forests and glades, to a cathedral grand and stirring, to a desert placid and free, to a cave away in the far reaches, to a person who will heal, reveal me by their presence. Oh, yes, all this seems so easy. But I remind myself, what I take there, I take away from there with me when I leave. I am always the same thing I have painted on my inner canvas. As an artist, I am self-disciplined to create the picture in the outer of what I have in the inner. As an artist, I am self-disciplined to create the picture in my outer of what I have in the inner. Now I question myself, what is the picture I have in my inner that I would like to demonstrate in my human experience? I am divinely created. I am divine in every aspect of my being. I am the creative cause of my universe. I am the allness of that which I have in my thought. I bring forth in my world of experiences whatever I dwell upon within myself. I am the master of my world now, the only time that is. All of my life, I had the desire to live and tell the story of divinity as I understood it. I had many opportunities to do it, but felt incompetent to take on such a responsibility. Then one day I decided that the dream I held in my heart for 48 years I would fulfill. But even then it was a false start. I took out my easel and canvas and painted what I thought was my dream. I wrote a book, Song of the Spirit, which would reveal my inner self. After reading it, I realized it was about all of the things which I had learned from outward teachers. It was not a revelation of the divine in me. It was not me. I discarded that first Song of the Spirit. I was to write another Song of the Spirit, but from an entirely different point of view, from the concept of how I see myself self-disciplined walking my spiritual way. I listened to my inner drummer, my inner illumination, the healing in me of feeling I was not ready to share what I was ready at 21 to do in 1948, I was ready to do 48 years later when I was 48 in 1975. As I walked away from my human world of abundance and success to reveal my inner world. Just as every person born into the human existence, I had to spiritually and physically listen within and follow that reality alone. I could not give power to the outer world which would shatter my illusions of the truth about me. All about me were evidences of a planet in turmoil, beings who would seemingly cast me down because of the inner purity which never left me. So often the statement question was made, even by my beloved family, "Who do you think you are, the pure white driven snow?" The thought of being superior, better in any way, different from others, never entered my mind. But my way of thinking was contrary to what was being espoused. My way of thinking and acting was considered strange. Happily, I persisted in my ways, but as the maturation in me took place, I took charge and made my inner awareness the only choice in my life. I make this choice today and every day to listen within and follow its guidance. As I listen within, the outer illusions reflect what I believe about myself within. This is perfect health and wholeness. This is the only thing important in my life. I had many schools of thought I investigated and discarded. All were great and supportive of my looking within, but they were not my within. Teachers and mentors and gurus were on every hand, but only I could make the inward journey and find my original purity and integrity. So, my beloved, if you have read this far, I am with you as your mentor. I am there to guide you to look within yourself and follow what it reveals to you of who and what you are. However, believe me, my beloved, you live in your ideal spirit and body now. Spirit, mind, and body now. Spirit, mind, and body now. I see you whole and perfect now. This is all I am ever able to see, and this is all that you may see in yourself if you make this choice. I grew people who would walk their inner path in the area of self-discipline, self-dedication, self-diligence, self-determination, non-judgmental, non-possessed, untouched, and all one-pointed, leading to a life of unconditional love. Experiencing these things can happen in an instant, a lifetime, or never, determined on choice. Also, my beloved, it is not necessary to experience our reality. Our reality is always there, and we can play any game we choose if we desire to lose. Beloved, I see you as a winner now. Have a lovely day. I see you at peace now. I love you. I love you. I love you.